From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Iraq's foreign minister now says things are under control after a spate of bombing attacks that left at least 56 Iraqis dead. Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari says the latest attacks by insurgents come amid stalled efforts to get a government established there and the pullout of U.S. combat forces from the country.
Here you have a government paralysis, political vacuum. You have the U.S. troop withdrawal. So in such environment, these terrorist networks flourish, actually.
The upwards of two dozen attacks appear to have mostly targeted Iraqi security forces and police. The deadliest assault occurred in the city of Kut, where 19 people died, and a hospital there was having difficulty handling the estimated 90 others who were wounded. President Obama has scheduled a national address on the U.S. troop drawdown for next week. The embassy of Brazil in Mexico City is confirming some of the 72 migrants found murdered in northern Mexico are Brazilian. NPR's Jason Bobian reports Brazil's embassy says at least four of the victims are from the South American nation.
Brazil is sending officials to Tamaulipas, where the massacre occurred, to check whether more Brazilians may be among the dead. Late Tuesday night, a wounded migrant from Ecuador turned up at a roadblock being manned by Mexican Marines. He said he'd been held kidnapped at a local ranch. When the Marines tried to investigate, a firefight broke out that left one soldier and three gunmen dead. The Mexican troops found the bodies of 58 men and 14 women scattered about the property. Officials in President Calderon's office say the dead appear to be migrants from Honduras, El Salvador, Ecuador, and Brazil. Kidnapping of migrants in Mexico has been increasing recently as the country's drug cartels branch off into other criminal enterprises. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
More evidence of a faltering economic recovery. As NPR's John Itzty reports, new home sales fell to a record low in July, and demand for big-ticket factory items was disappointing.
New home sales dropped sharply last month, falling almost 12.5%. Figured on a yearly basis, the pace of sales was just under 277,000, according to the Commerce Department. That's the slowest pace recorded since 1963. The worse-than-expected news comes on the heels of a report yesterday that existing home sales plunged 27% last month. Meanwhile, a government report on new orders to factories for durable goods showed manufacturing, one of the strongest legs of the recovery, wobbling. While orders were up 0.3% overall, the report was distorted by a huge increase in purchases of commercial aircraft. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street, after initially reacting negatively to the new home sales numbers, was able to recover a bit just before the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the session up 19 points, closing at 10,060. The Nasdaq was up 17 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 closed up 3 points today. You're listening to NPR. The Securities and Exchange Commission announced it's made some changes aimed at making it easier for shareholders to nominate directors of public companies. In a 3-2 vote, the commission approving a change that would allow groups that own at least 3% of a company's outstanding shares to put their nominees for board seats on the annual proxy ballot sent to stockholders. The new financial overhaul plan approved last month gave the SEC the authority to institute that change. California insurance regulators will allow two health insurance companies to substantially raise rates paid by individual policyholders. We get more on that story from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
Anthem Blue Cross will be allowed to raise rates more than 13%. The California Department of Insurance will also allow Blue Shield of California to hike rates by 18.5%. Anthem is the largest for-profit health insurer operating in California. Its parent company is Indianapolis-based WellPoint. Anthem created headlines and public outrage last March when it sought to raise rates by 39%. California insurance regulators rejected that request after finding accounting errors in the company's justification for the hike. President Barack Obama cited Anthem's proposed rate increases as he pushed for the final passage of the health care overhaul bill last March. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
According to the group AAA, more Americans are likely to travel this Labor Day weekend, though it also appears many of those who are traveling won't stray too far from home. The Auto Club says it expects a total of 34.4 million people to travel 50 miles or more this Labor Day. That would be up by nearly 10% from last year. More than 90% of those travelers will be going by car, 5% by plane, and the rest by rail, bus, or boat. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.